Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse is among 17 hospitals upstate trying out a pilot program meant to cut down on the number of opioid prescriptions given out after a visit to the emergency room. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
For years, people who came to the emergency room with lower back pain got a prescription for opioid drugs. But with the state in the midst of an opioid addiction crisis, that has to change, according to Dr. Ross Sullivan, the medical director of the Upstate Emergency Bridge Clinic. He says not only is handing out addictive drugs to the community dangerous, but it doesn't work as well as other options.
Most studies show that giving people ibuprofen and getting them to move and exercise actually increases functionality over people who take opioids.
There are still instances where opioids are necessary, according to Sullivan, but there's also an array of alternatives for people who need pain relief.
There's Tylenol, Motrin. There's things like doing nerve blocks. Sometimes it's other medicines. These are all medications that we're able to use as emergency doctors, but don't often think about using because for years we were just trained or led down a path of just giving opioids, just get people out of pain.
Sullivan says if the ER could cut back opioid prescriptions by 20% to 40%, the pilot, promoted by the Iroquois Healthcare Association, would be a success. He'd ultimately like to see a statewide initiative that all hospitals have to follow.
Just getting a less amount of pills out in the community is a good thing, and that's what we're trying to do.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.